Who's ready for a vacation? Me. Let me pack my bags.
Me too. But before you head out on that trip, we have some great travel advice.
And this is Chick to Chick.
I know everybody gets so excited. Oh, it's time to go on vacation.
Absolutely.
But traveling is so difficult anymore. This literally just happened. Ex-husband going to Florida, gets to the airport 2 o'clock for a 3 o'clock flight. That flight was delayed until midnight. Midnight. And then it didn't end up leaving until 1 o'clock in the morning. That stuff drives me crazy. And this is what the reality is now anymore when you're traveling.
It's not only that. There's fee after fee when you're just trying to buy a ticket. It just is not. I feel like it's like an a la carte situation or free for all. It's very, very frustrating unless you know what to look for.
Yeah. Which brings us to our guest today. Brenda Elliott is with Elliott Excursions, backed by popular demand. We love having you on the podcast. Brenda, what is up with all of these flight delays and cancellations? Why is this happening?
Well, unfortunately, it's pretty simple. The FAA, in the last, not that long ago, passed new restrictions on how long pilots are allowed to fly. If a pilot goes over 8 hours in a day, he can't fly without 10 hours of rest. If there's two pilots on the plane, they can't go for 10 hours. So if some kind of a delay happens before your flight and the pilot comes in and he can't get your flight in that allowed amount of time, they have to cancel if they can't find a replacement.
Gosh, well, I mean,
sad.
I kind of had that.
It's sad and it happens.
Yeah,
it's
get it.
I get it more and more often.
So apart from the flying part of it, you know, a lot of people got back on cruise ships. They're cruising. But what's going on with cruises now? I feel like they're just crazy expensive.
They are so expensive, aren't they?
Yeah.
The new mega ships are amazing. And people are paying that price for them. They feel more comfortable getting on a cruise ship now. Those high prices, though, are good news for the companies that sell land packages to islands, because they're actually driving people back to the islands again. One of those things that they got kind of afraid of during COVID. Everything's loosened up a lot more since COVID, thank goodness. But yes, those high cruise prices are going to stay because people are booking the cruises. They're full.
Yeah, you brought up COVID, and everything has changed since COVID. Everything has gotten so crazy expensive. Even a house at the shore going for like $10,000
for the week.
I mean,
and you know what?
What's up with that?
That did start with COVID.
Yeah.
When people wanted to stay in the United States, they booked every beach house that was available. Mm-hmm. We could not find a beach house anywhere during COVID. Those people became return clients to those beach houses. And I saw the prices go up probably, I'm going to say 30% since COVID, of what you have to pay to get a beach house. And they don't have a problem filling those beach houses. They really don't. They're full.
I really thought, okay, all right.
It'll calm down.
This happened.
No.
People were itching to get out because of COVID, and I thought the prices were going to come down, but it doesn't seem to be the case, especially, you know, the airfare. Like, these trips to Europe are like thousands of dollars. What's up with that? And why aren't prices coming down?
And the fees.
Oh, the fees.
A friend of my friend's father had posted that he, you know, a flight was like $280 until he got through all the fees. It ended up being $600.
Absolutely.
Absurd.
Fuel charges have gone up. The fees have gone up. It is absolutely ridiculous to get a flight to Europe right now. They took flights out of the air, so we don't have as many flights going as we used to have. Mm-hmm. And people have relaxed their budgets since COVID. So what I used to get a call saying, our budget is $1,000 a person. Now they're saying our budget is $1,600 a person. Mm. I think, contrary to what people might believe, our economy is getting better. And people who saved their money during all of that time, they're ready to spend it. And the airlines know. And the cruise lines know. Mm-hmm. It's not like these planes are flying empty. The cruise ships aren't sailing empty. So we have just really driven the prices higher and higher for travel.
Well, I think people are accepting those prices clearly because they're still saying they're still going to travel. They're still going to go live their life. I don't know if it's because of the economy or maybe they just kind of resigned themselves to the fact that if I want to travel and have a life, I got to spend more money. It's not coming down.
You might be right about a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that with those new regulations, our insurance, people are buying insurance mm-hmm. on their trips more and more. First off, the trip itself is more expensive. And now people are unwilling to lose that right. money. So with COVID, they now cover things like COVID. The insurance companies have figured out they need to cover as much as they can for people so that they can travel and feel confident that if anything happens, they're not losing their money. But the biggest part of travel insurance that gets used right now is not the cancellation part. It's the during travel protection. And some companies like ALG Vacations, one of the biggest tour operators in our country, they now offer for $29 during your trip, they will cover any mishap. And that means that if that flight gets canceled because of an airline issue where the pilots aren't making it, you can actually walk to another counter, buy a ticket at another airline, as long as it's under $500. Well, you can buy one higher than $500, but it'll just cover the $500, and you can get to your destination. But if for some reason you can't get that flight, and I'm going to just use myself as an example, 3 weeks ago, my own flight was canceled to Mexico. What happened was they canceled it so late, I could not use that $29 insurance to buy a new ticket. But what I could do was get a hotel in Philadelphia, stay there, go to a very nice dinner, and contact the hotel and get that portion also refunded on my insurance because I'm too late now to cancel for hotel policies, but the insurance will cover it. And for people knowing that for $29, they at least have that covered, we don't have a problem getting them to buy that anymore.
Well, I think it's all relative. You know, before when flights were maybe $500 or $800 to fly round trip to Europe and you're seeing the insurance might have been $200, you're like, is it worth it? You know,
exactly.
I'll chance it. But now when you're looking at that same flight potentially costing $4,000 and $5,000, you go,
right.
Okay, I will spend the whatever, the $200 on the mm-hmm. flight insurance. You talked about people who, you know, they've upped their budget. You know, oh, it used to be $1,000, now it's $1,600. What about those people who are still on a bidget, as my son used to say when he was little? Mommy, are we on a bidget?
What we do you say still to have
bougie.
It's a bougie. What deals are out there? How can you travel on a budget? What's out there?
Okay, traveling on a budget. The biggest thing that we sell for people traveling on a budget is we have the big companies that I mentioned, ALG Vacations, and that's a really big umbrella. When I say ALG Vacations, I mean Southwest Vacations, United Vacations, Apple Vacations, Sunjet Vacations. They charter planes.
Uh-huh.
When they charter a plane to Cancun, they charter planes to Punta Cana. They charter them. They're paying for them. If they're not filling them, you're going to get the best deal ever.
Mm.
So you watch for those. You just sign up for a site that posts those kind of specials so that you know, hey, what needs filled? I'm willing to pay $500 to go for a 5-night trip to Cancun. Let me know about it. So we have a list. We have a list of those type of people, and we email them when those come out.
So I might throw you for a loop here, but I have been flying a lot lately, and I'm always trying to figure out whether it's better to just pay for the flight or use my miles. What should people be doing? I know, right?
That's a good one.
Do you use your miles or do you pay for it?
Okay, it depends. If your flight is going to be $500 or more, use your miles.
Mm, okay.
If your flight is not, don't bother using your miles because once you bundle that flight into a package with your hotel, the airline price goes down. And sometimes you're paying very little for the flight.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's a great point. Yeah. Okay, here's another one. As you mentioned, you know, things happen. Flights get canceled. I need a hotel. Should I be booking my flights and my trips and my vacations online? Or should I be using a travel agent like you? And if I do use a travel agent, Is there an extra charge? Because I've heard people saying to me, oh, I used a travel agent and they charged an extra $500. I was like, what? What? I didn't think there was a charge to use a travel agent.
There is no charge to use it. Most travel agencies are fee-free, but they will disclose to you if they are a fee travel agency. And that's just for them. They charge it up front. If you don't go, they still get paid. With travel agencies, they only get paid if you go. But most do not charge a fee. And because we as travel agents can compare the rates through all the different tour operators, we can find things that you can't find. So there's no reason not to use a travel agent.
And if my flight gets canceled, can I call you? Are you going to help me?
You can call your travel agent.
Brenda.
So that's exactly right. When you have something happen somewhere, it doesn't matter where you are, you can call your travel agent. If your travel agent booked you through a tour company, even the tour company gives you right on your documents a number to call if anything happens while you're traveling. But yes, a travel agent is a fee-free thing to use. Everybody should use them.
Yeah. All right. That's good to know. Okay. Another question I have. We've had TSA PreCheck since 2016. And I'm finding now that so many people do have it. Sometimes my line's longer than the other line. Is this still something good for people who are traveling a lot to have? And I mean, we did, especially because we had the family, you know, traveling.
Yes. Absolutely. I will tell you, I was in Philadelphia traveling 3 weeks ago. We did not all have TSA, so we're in the regular line. It was a 50-minute line. Philadelphia is very, very wonderful. They put a sign up telling you just how long your wait is. So 50 minutes. If you didn't have TSA, 4 minutes if you did.
Yeah.
So with TSA being a really big part of your check-in process now, you have to allow more time at these airports because more people are traveling. But if you have TSA, at least your heart isn't beating so fast thinking, I am not going to make that flight.
Yeah, I have one other quick question.
So TSA is a good thing.
Okay, good. One other question too, because I'm traveling a lot back and forth to Spain because our daughter lives there now. The mobile passport. Sometimes that's really confusing. Yes. So, because I feel like you have to load it like right before you're getting ready to go do it. So anyway, talk about mobile passport.
You do. Mobile passport also a free thing unless you use it a lot. I think you can pay $14 a year. And I use it always because getting back into the country is so much quicker with mobile passport line. You do, unfortunately, every time when you land, you have to immediately get on your internet and answer your questions and have it ready to go through. But it's so much easier than getting into that line of 400 people and going through customs that way. So far, mobile passport has not picked up enough for us to get there and say our line is just as long as the other line. It's usually nobody in line.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah. All right. And as we wrap up this podcast, one final question here. And this stuff always, like, I don't know what to do. You know, we were talking about going to Israel last year and then the fighting broke out. And then you hear about crime in Jamaica. And then in Iceland, you've got this volcano that's constantly erupting. How do you ultimately know if it's safe to go to Israel or Jamaica or to Iceland where this volcano won't stop?
Well, that is one of the things that a travel agent does do for you is they tell you what's going on in the countries that you know. We don't want to work on your trip and book your trip and then you call us the next week and say, hey, we heard this and now we don't want to go. That's extra work for us. So we tell you, just so you know, this is what's happening here. This is what the code is. This is where sometimes they'll issue a warning for a country and it's nowhere near where you're planning to go. Sometimes it's as far away as if something happens in San Francisco and you don't want to go to Baltimore.
Right.
So we have to explain to people, this is where it is. This is how far away you're going to be from that. But you're right. Things happen every day. And there is where the insurance comes in because we don't know. We can't, you know what's going to happen in the future anywhere.
And having but that travel agent, you have our back.
That's right.
Right? If we need you,
we
have our back.
We do. We do our best.
Brenda Elliott from Elliott Excursions. Thanks for coming back on the podcast. It was all great insight, great advice. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Where are we going?
I'm ready. My bag's already packed. My grocery bag's already packed. See, I'm a minimalist, and you know, I go everywhere with this teeny tiny little suitcase, and if it doesn't fit,
it doesn't go along. I've been doing the same thing. That's one thing we didn't talk about was being a better packer, but
I don't check bags. I don't check luggage.
I don't want it lost.
Ever.
No, I don't want it lost.
No.
Brenda, she is always a wealth of information. We love having her on, and we love having you tune into us. Do us a favor, head over to our YouTube channel, like and subscribe, until we're back to chirp about another topic.